I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Governor Greg Abbott said on Thursday that he directed state troopers and the Texas National Guard to shut down 6 points of entry along the southern border at the request of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. But a CBP spokesperson said the federal government, which operates ports of entry at the U.S.-Mexico border, had no such plans to shut down any ports of entry. After a few hours, Abbott sent out a new statement saying that the Biden administration has now flip-flopped to a different strategy that abandons border security and instead makes it easier for people to cross illegally and for cartels to exploit the border. Abbott's statements don't specify who at CBP made the request for assistance or what form of assistance was requested. Abbott's announcement comes as thousands of asylum-seeking immigrants, most of them from Haiti, are waiting under an international bridge in Del Rio to be processed to enter the country. The results of the 2020 census captured a Texas that doesn't exist in its halls of power, a diverse state that is growing almost exclusively because of people of color, and where the Hispanic and white populations are nearly equal in size. The legislature's work during this month's special legislative session will include the complex and contentious process of redrawing maps for Congress, the Texas House, the Texas Senate, and the State Board of Education to evenly distribute the state's fast-growing population. On the congressional front, lawmakers must also reconfigure the map to incorporate the 2 additional districts the state earned because of its growth. But when the Texas legislature convenes Monday to do the work of incorporating a decade's worth of population growth into new political maps, the Republicans in charge, nearly all of whom are white, will have a freer hand to cement their power and try to shield themselves from the change that growth represents. The 2021 redistricting cycle will mark the first time in nearly half a century that a legislature with a lengthy record of discriminating against voters of color will be able to redraw political districts without federal oversight designed to keep harmful maps from immediately going into effect. The U.S. Supreme Court paved an easier road to Republican dominance with 2 highly consequential rulings in the last decade. In 2013, the High Court scrapped the Federal Voting Rights Act's longstanding safeguard, known as preclearance, that prevented states like Texas, with discriminatory track records, from enacting new voting rules or maps without first getting federal approval to ensure that they didn't pull back on the voting rights of people of color. Years later, the court also ruled that federal judges cannot limit partisan gerrymandering, giving lawmakers even more freedom to justify extreme revisions to their maps by citing political motives. And once those maps are enacted, the voters of color and civil rights groups that have for decades fought discrimination in the courts may face a federal judiciary less willing to doubt lawmakers' partisan motivations, even if they come at the expense of Hispanic and Black Texans. Tickets for TribFest are selling fast. Call dibs on the best seat in the house and join us for a week of big talks, networking, and special events happening virtually September 20th through the 25th. Grab tickets now at tribfest.org. I'm Justin Dane with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Raise Your Hand Texas. Listen to the new Raise Your Hand Texas podcast, Intersect Ed, where the stories of education policy and practice meet. Visit raiseyourhandtexas.org/podcast.